linga lichona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamchira mchongo chedu cheve chidiki ohlelo the connection lilami o Michael Hove. What's good muri eZimbabwe mthwakazo muhle, welcome to the connection, studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday the 30th of June 2020, muri eZimbabwe, the last day of June. Ontanga Zimbabwe mulhle tinomgamchira mchongo chedu chechidiki uhlelo the connection muineni Michael Hove. Mure Zimbabwe tino urombo kuthathi kwanisa kukupa ichirongo ichisemazuva ose. Unfortunately mtsakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle silusizi ngempela tine urombo. We apologize mure Zimbabwe, we're not able to give you our program as per usual. This program is pre-recorded. Because of umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, we are all recording to say makhaya, we're all recording from our homes. That's what COVID-19 has had to do with us. Zwisine muri eZimbabwe tiri pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo the connection lilami o Mike Hove. Nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe tikuendera mberi tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus, umkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Siqhubekela phambili sikhangela lumkhuhlane, we're continuing the discussion on COVID-19. Now, a lot of people seem to be worried, but you want to go my number, evanu, vabatwa nechirwere ichi, achienda mberi, achikwira. We're seeing a lot of people, kanyangani baya saba, they're all in fear as they look at the numbers increasing day by day. Zimbabwe, kulumanje, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, elizweni, 7 have passed away, and 152 have recovered. So a lot of people are looking at these numbers with amount kanyangani izinto azimanga kuhle. Now during the same time as we have this conversation about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, namhlanje elizweni nasi munyika, today in Zimbabwe schools reopened. This is something that a lot of people have received with mixed emotions. Kulabanye abathi hayi ngempela schools were bound to open and let us live with this virus and figure out ukuthi impilo ilakho uqhubekela phambili na, how do we continue lives alongside these virus. And there's also others abakhangela phela the number of people who are contracting coronavirus elizweni. They're also looking at the fact that umkhuhlane lo is now spreading within community, ngesingisi sithi a community based spreading. And abantu bakhanya ngani baya saba bathi this is not the right time for isikolo to open. Zvisine muri eZimbabwe nasi zvikoro zvavhura. So we're also going to be tackling that issue as we also discuss, is Zimbabwe ready? I know we've had this conversation before, but with schools officially opening today, is Zimbabwe ready for such a stance? And now that this has happened, what needs to be done to ensure that teachers, invigilators, and the students themselves are safe for umkhuhlane we coronavirus? So now, muri eZimbabwe ndidzo nyaya dzatirikubata nhasi muchirongwa. If you remember correctly, government vakanyatsotsanangura vakati aiwa zvikoro zvichange zvichivhura as soon and very soon. Namhlanje izvikoro zvivhuriwe. And when they also touched on the program itself of schools reopening, ndakumbula phela uhulumende washo ngempela ukuthi they're going to be opening in phases. So if phase one iqale namuhla with students writing their English paper. So now let's delve into it. Mthwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, let's delve into it. COVID-19. As we speak, almost 10,500,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. As we speak, the death toll is at over 500,000 worldwide, and 5,200,000 have recovered from COVID-19. Eliana touched on Zimbabwe, but just to repeat, elizweni, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 152 have recovered, and 7 have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Minister of Health, lapha sesiyalitshela phela, the amount of tests that have been done in the country, Zimbabwe has recorded over 67,195 COVID tests. 36,734 are RDT tests. And the country has increased its PCR tests. Leya kumbula phela, doctors were concerned with city. Uhulumende kumele akhangele adinge phela indlela of increasing the amount of PCR tests that are done, ngenxa yokuthi iPCR test is more conclusive towards highlighting whether or not umuntu lo mkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. So now, as we speak, at least 30,371 people have been tested using EPCR tests. Now, as once again, the data itself is showing ukuthi by the day, uhulumende is now increasing, doing more PCR tests than they are doing RDT tests. So now, Zimbabwe muhle. During this time, you know, the numbers are increasing. Is this the right time for Zimbabwe to open schools during, you know, the fight against umkhuhlane lo with coronavirus? If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930, 6040, 15460 kilohertz per short wave. I must remind you, Mure Zimbabwe, this broadcast is a pre-recorded. Fortunately, we figured out ways that we can at least get your voices on the program. We asked you all to send us our voice notes. We also asked ukuthi libhale phela imibuzo on our Facebook pages. And so we're going to be reading some of those comments, and we're also going to be playing some of those voice notes. Thank you so much to all those that have. And for those that are looking to participate in future Lingakhohlwe phela, lakho ukusithumezela umlayezelo ku WhatsApp. Kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Now, for those that are looking to chat with me, Muria Zimbabwe, Munozia Mukwanisa Olubata, Twitter, Nepa, Instagram, at BigMike3, BigMyke3, dear username Yangu. And for those that like watching this video, we're going to be premiering this video soon after our radio broadcast. Sakam Sakangano Muria Zimbabwe, go to our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uye Zepa, VOA Studio 7. And that's where we're going to be premiering these videos. Connection. Zimbabwe Moshe, Tavasa Moshe, Namshanje Pela is Golo opened. Today's schools opened catering Pera for, you know, Basakulayo, who were supposed to write imihloliso yabo, ama exams abo. English paper was written today. So now let's head over to the ZIMSEC PR officer, Unicolette Dlamini, who tells us more about how ZIMSEC prepared for this and what happened today in our Zimbabwean schools.
Today we saw English paper one being written at our centers, and the candidates that we expected to write, we can say 90% of the candidates have turned out for the examinations, and they turned out on time. We did see that they would, their temperature checks as well as the sanitization was being done, and all candidates were wearing their face masks, so we're very happy with that.
What would you advise to transporters and other people that interact with kids before they get to the schools? What would you advise to them?
Well, the issue of social distancing is already being observed in the transportation, but what we could implore is that the transporters do allow candidates that are carrying their statements of entry to be allowed onto the buses or the minibuses so that they are able to access the examinations on time.
Nicolette Dlamini, ZIMSEC PR officer, uyasho ngempela ukuthi namhlanje izikolo zivuliwe 90% of abafundi were in attendance. Ndizwa kazwa sithalwa na Nicolette Dlamini we sangano re ZIMSEC. Angashiti aiwa, vajinji wechidiki vaenda vakanonyora ma examinations avo nasi manzwa zvakare vachibvunza kanyaya ye ma transporters zvichinzi aiwa, nyaya ye social distancing ngaendere mberi. We're also going to be delving deeper as to what exactly government has done to ensure some students are in a safe, clean environment. Now let's head over to Honorable Ken Matema, who held a press conference izolo yesterday. Vachinyatso tsanangura kuti hongu ma examinations uyezve zvikoro zvichange zvichivhura nhasi, and he also highlights phela ukuthi what steps have been put in place by the ministry to ensure that these students are writing in a clean environment, are writing in a very sanitized environment, and also to ensure that, you know, COVID-19 doesn't spread within Zimbabwean schools. Let's head over to Honorable Kane Matema. The about footage you're about to watch is a footage we got received courtesy of Open Pali. If you go to watch the full conference of Honorable Kane Matema, go to Open Pali's Facebook page and you'll be able to watch it there.
The ministry would like to assure the nation that necessary measures have been put in place to ensure that the safety of candidates and invigilators during the course of the examination is of paramount importance. To this end, the thermometers, disinfectants, face masks, wash facilities, and hand sanitizers have been procured for all examination centers to protect from COVID-19. Examination centers have also been disinfected in line with Minister of Health and Child Care guidelines. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to His Excellency President Edin Mnangagwa, Her Excellency the First Lady Amai Oxlade Mnangagwa, the Interministerial Task Force on the Fight Against the COVID-19 Pandemic, led by Honorable Vice President K.C. Dinohari, the Minister of Health and Child Care, and all the other ministries for their guidance and assistance in getting the centers ready for examinations in line with the World Health Organization, WHO, guidelines.
So Liamuzo, Honorable Kane Matema, we are showing him Beluzi. Hi, Iskolo would continue. This was a press conference he gave Izolo and your press conference. Nezuro, Vachinyasa Sanguru, I was Zukoro Shangel Kivura Nasi. Schools will be continuing, and Namshanje, they'll be opening. Of course, earlier on, you also saw Zimseka PR officer Nicolette Jamini saying schools opened successfully. 90% of students were in attendance. Now, let's head over to also Abasakulayo Ngokwabo. We saw the junior parliament appearing before the parliamentary board that is responsible for education, as they were also highlighting their concerns as to whether or not they found which is going to would open. Let's head over to the junior parliamentary that was in a parliament.
COVID-19 is a pandemic that took the world by surprise, and many lives have been lost. We acknowledge the efforts by government to contain its spread. While the loss of educational opportunities here seriously affected many children and youth people, lives have been saved and young people generally feel safe and secure. However, we cannot hide forever. Life must go on. Stages of human development cannot be put on pause. We are at the height of our development. Some have just started to grasp basic principles of talking, writing, etc. And as for us, puberty is upon us. A lot must be learned, and a lot more decisions made. Young people of all ages are anxious. They are not sure how decisions made by their government will affect their progress in life. As regards school opening, we are concerned with a number of issues which we have listed below in no particular order of importance. We have missed almost 4 months of school. As a result, we are not ready for the examinations, whether in June or in November. If these exams were prepared to examine a completed syllabus, our parents lost a lot of income and income opportunities due to the lockdown and may not afford the school fees required for learners to attend school. As the lockdown is still in effect, we are concerned for students who do not attend formal schools. These learners do not wear uniforms and will struggle as they navigate their way to their tools and private institutions. There is a marked reduction of public transport since the ban of commuter omnibus. This will affect the traveling of learners to and from school.
So you are hearing there from the youth themselves, Bayas Khulumela Ngempela. That is junior parliament. They recently appeared before the parliamentary board responsible for education. And they were highlighting their concerns about schools reopening elizweni during a time whereby umkhuhlane lo coronavirus is increasing elizweni, and it's also spreading within communities. As in Shilo Ngempela, 574 people have tested positive for coronavirus, 7 people have died, and 100 152 have recovered. So abasakhulayo basho ngempela ukuthi it seems as though they feel they're not ready to start their exams. But of course, it happened namhla. They also highlighted an issue of transport. The city there's a problem air transport to which bafike ezikolo. This could also account for the 10% that Nicolette Dlamini Zimsek said were not able to write a namhlanje. Now let's head over to the teachers' unions themselves. They were against schools opening today. Of course, once again, it is very evident that schools open today. But yesterday, they were very vocal about their demands before schools reopen. And they also highlighted that some educators, in actual fact, chose not to go back to school because of, looking at the circumstances. And they also felt that preparations were not done enough. So let's head over to the students' organizations. Teachers' organizations. We have our TRUES, we have our PTUZ, and we also have other teachers' organizations that gave their input on this. Let's head over to them.
Isuse amalgamated road teachers union of Zimbabwe kukurudzira va members edu yese nemamwe maticha ose nevabereki participate mu process iyi yemazamanishoni iyo ichakonzera njodzi dzakawanda kuvana nevarairidzi. Tikurudzira varairidzi vagare kumba, vabereki vagare nevana vavo kumba kusvikira tasvika padanho rekuti takwanisa kuchengetisa zvinodiwa kuchengetedza upenyu hwevana neupenyu hwevarairidzi. Nyaya imwe yakunetsa ndinyaya yemuhoro. Muhoro wevarairidzi vanofanira kunge vachiendawo kunoita zvemainvigilation. Vanhu vari kutambira mari shoma shoma inoita kuti vatadze kutosvika kwavari kufanira kunge vachishandira. Panguva yekuti mitengo yezvinhu yakwira, varairidzi vaakutenga mari vaakutambira mari inokwanisa kuita $20.
Vari kuitira vana veZimbabwe utsinye. Chinoti tiri kuita kuti timhanyirire chacho chiiko? Tatadza sei kugara? Tomboti August takunopinda muna August kwakudziya maexams onyorwa, torega kuita risk nekuti vamwe vana vacho vari kuda kunyora maexams vatori mumakwarandaini senda imomo. Ingori bvonyongera, hapana ari kuziva zvaari kuita. Ende kuratidza kuti Ministry of Education yacho haiteereri. Vanhu vane mhesva mukono, vanhu vane uswindi, vanhu vane nharo vanoti nepamusana pekuti ndo vatungamiriri, saka vari kungoita zvavanoda.
Varairidzi takamira patatagara takamira kuti tinokwanisa kuti tiende kuinvigilation kunge zvinhu zvakaita samatesting kits, mathermometers, masanitizers namapps zvava muzvikoro, uyezve tichirespecta social distance kana kuti tatevedzera zvese zviri muWorld Health Organization standards zvinova zvisati zvatevedzerwa. Court ruling yanga yakarula kuti vakatenderana Ministry nezimuseki katichatevedzera izvozvo, but havana kutevedzera izvozvo. Zvikoro zvakawanda hazvisati zvafumigetewa. Saka varairidzi vakamira pavanga vakamira kuti vanokwanisa kuzoinvigilata kana chete maWorld Health Organization standards amitwa, uyezve zimuseki yazvipira kuti inokwanisa kubhadhara varairidzi avo vanenge vachizoinvigilata. Hurumende hapana zvayati yaita panyaya yekuchengetedza utano hwavarairidzi pamwe chete navana vechikoro. Hurumende nezimuseki zviri ngoti mazamanishini anonyorwa. Saka isu tiri kuona kuti upenyu hwavarairidzi neupenyu hwavana vechikoro zvinhu zvakakosha. Saka kana pane choice yelife and death, ndinofunga kuti munhu wese anochuza zvakanaka kuona kuti kurarama kuri nani pane kuzvitongera rufu uyezve kucherera guva iwo uri mupenyu.
All right, so let's bone la nje sulukandaba ukuthi hi okwenzakalayo esikolo liyabezo. You are hearing there from the teachers unions themselves bezikhulumela besithi abona babona ngani hayi uhulumende akabi ready, uhulumende ujahile ngempela ukuvula izikolo. So you heard there from umnumzana Obet Masaraure va Raymond Majongwe va nava Thakabafira Joe, all leaders within our teachers unions themselves. So now let's head over to an interview. Mina nikhume umnumzana uDokotela Sifiso Ndlovu oyenhlanganiso yeZimsa. He basically breaks down to us in depth ukuthi kahle kahle bona njengababalisi how are they seeing government's notion to actually open isikolo namhla. Njalo ukuthi were they teachers varayiridzi vanga vari kuhere kuzvikoro nhasi. Let's head over to our Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu and hear ukuthi what was going on.
Ababalisi aba athi bemele bahambe abanye beshulekile ukuhamba besehlulwa i-transport bashwele indlela zokuhamba nangu phela akulamabhasi kakhulu labade bemekhaya ukuthi baye emaphandleni yebo lanxa bebefisa ukuhamba abanye bashwele layo imali ngoba abanye bakhona bese besithi ukuthi bayagada ama-lift bacharge phela imali nge-forex bona-ke abayiholi i-forex okwesibili ama-thermometers la awuthiwa ana angumbhobho la athatha abantu bekhatshana kawakho ezikolweni kanye zemadolobheni zishotile kanti-ke labazali bakhala ngomuntu abalamali yokuthenga ngoba imali yakhona nangu phela ifunekala nge-forex ukuthi uthenge lokhuyana so kuyashengisela ukuthi lanxa kuzavulwa laba bavulwela laba benelise ukuhamba bazabe sebesiyazibophela nje baze basikrinwa ngendlela efaneleyo kanti-ke uhulumende la uphake wenza i-training yesikhekhekhe abeyeza ngempelaviki ezama ukugcwalisa lokho kwakufakwe yikhothi ukuthi kakwenziwe kwakavulwa kodwa-ke abanye abantu adelikhona befundisela ukuthi kathi kusebenza njani bephiwa lezikhundla zokuthi onjaba ngu-health master umuntu evele engazange ayebe ngumuntu ofundele lokho ngaleyo ndlela-ke kutho ukuthi lalaba abahambileyo baza kubona kunzima ukusebenza kathi le mpilo yabo iyabe ingafikelekanga abafundi baza kuza namamaski abo emakhaya kuthiwa akhona asezikolweni kodwa sithe sibuze abaningi abasezikolweni bebengakabona lawo mamaski kathi-ke obese kukhona ngamanzi lawo okugeza ayesula amagciwane
bakhona yini ababalisi abasebefundisile ukuthi basebenzise imitshina leya yokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-coronavirus
bakhona balutshwana-ke nje abanye bakhona bebengikhona betrainwa kanti ngempilaviki abayadela kuthiwa bayatrainwa betrainwa ngolwesihlanu kuthiwa trained trainer la yasesikola kufuthi ayifundise omunye hayi ngibona ngathi kwenziwe isikhekhekhe uhulumente uyiphekele emoya emsibili kule mbozi enkulu esizayibona-ke kulokhu kulo imihloliso yalo nyanga le kajuni 2020
njengoba yena uhulumente uthi uzaqhubekela phambili evule isikolo kuzabe kusebenza njani uzabe kuhamba njani
yikho singakwaziyo ukuthi kuyasebenza njani nxa sitsho ukuthi kule ngxabangxoza kujova lokho basiphendulile sibeababalisi abaningi sebeze becabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe tinet esibalahlele igama kanti besikhuluma ngale nto kusukela ngenyanga kamabasa ku-april ukuthi ake silungise nini sisiya phambili lapha siplane kodwa ngibonayo ukuthi uhulumende umusuke wasesehluleka ukuthi afake amaplani adlulileyo nangu le mali ibingakaphumi bathi bona bazuza imali ngolwesithathu isivela kunongqongqoshe wezemali 11 million iyekade betatazela ngayo bebhoda lizwe lonke leli bedinga izinto lezi ukuthi zibe khona ezikoleni but kusokusela amalanga kuphela amabili ngazile ukuthi okwehluleyo ukuthi batshintshe ilanga leli kuyini
so ababalisi abangaphandle kwenhlanganiso yezimtha bazabe bekhona isikolo kuzini
ukuthi bazabe bekhona kumbe hathi sokungumhlangetha phela nangu phela izimseki lapho nxa ingenisa umuntu ukuthi azoqhashwa ukuthi avigilate kuba yisivumelwano sakhe lalowo mbalisi bangaba khona abanye abazidikeleyo abazahamba enibazwileyo-ke mina besenzela bathe bona abafake impilo yabo engozi befakela imali endlushwala kangaka okutho ukuthi silakho ukuthi sibe lezikolo ezizasela ama-invigilators agcweleyo
abafundi bona ngokwabo siyazivela ukuthi lapha okwavala isikolo eningi labo abasatholanga ithuba lokufunda kahle bona batholile na ithuba lokulungiselela ama-exams abo
mina ngokwazi wami ngingazi ukuthi umfundi kumele umlolonge ubuye njele umfake umfutho wokuthi ayihlala phansi ahlangane lo mhloliso lokhu-ke ababalisazanga balithola ithuba lokuthi likakwezi bavela nje emakhaya abafundi bebuye bedumela kuphela ibhuku bebhala olokhu abakubhalayo kutho ukuthi bazangena besebenzisa lolo lwazi
ngicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi wakho okugcina
bengukucela ukuthi aluba kusenzakala uhulumende ngawe uyazama ukuthi aginye ilitshe abesefuqela phambili njengeviki baqedise amalungiselelo ezezifundo lezi
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Udokotela Sfiso Ndlovu. He is a member of Izimta, like Ungumbalisi Naye, and Dimrayiritsi. So basically here, Dr. Ndlovu highlighted six different points. The first one is he agrees, ukuthi ngempela, the temperature checks are being done at schools. However, few teachers have been trained to be able to use these machines. And so he feels as though the preparation process was not enough, and they needed more time to prepare more teachers to be able to use the necessary equipment to that ensure safety from contraction of COVID-19. He also asks, why couldn't we just wait another week or two to ensure that more schools are prepared? Because at this rate, schools are not equally prepared, so not all centers are safe for writing. He also highlights, when I asked him, did teachers go to school, especially those that are under ZIMTA, were they in attendance of schools today? He says, it's difficult to say, because some teachers did sign an agreement with ZIMSEC to say that they will be in attendance. However, from those that he has heard of, not a lot are in attendance, because they feel as though, A, the money being provided is not enough, and B, the environment itself is not the safest of environments. And so not a lot of teachers were in attendance. This is according to Dr. Sfiso Ndlovu of ZIMTA. And now, when it comes to student preparations, Dr. Ndlovu highlighted the same thing that the Julian Parliamentarian was basically highlighting, saying that students are not prepared to write their exams. They wrote Namusha, but they feel as though, because of the fact that schools were cut short in the in the earlier term, students didn't have enough interaction with their teachers for them to be well prepared. Dr. Ndlovu also highlights, he says, he himself as an educator believes in the style whereby you sit down with your students and you walk them through as they prepare for their examinations. Now, he's highlighting that this is something that not a lot of students got to do before they had to kickstart writing their examinations. Namhlanje babhalile phela iphepha elesingisi elesikhiwa banyura phepha rechirungu. So he's saying that, not a lot of students might have done well because they might not have been prepared. The same thing was highlighted by the Julia Parliamentarian earlier on. Saka ntiyonya etinayo muri Zimbabwe 2013 you munokwanisa kuti text up or WhatsApp pa number dzinoti +1 202 465 0318. Once again, unfortunately, muri Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded, so you're not able to join us as per usual. Nokuti tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba zvisinei tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki wohlelo The Connection. Now, earlier on, I highlighted ukuti we asked some of you guys to send us voice notes telling us your input, giving us your input on whether or not Zimbabwean schools should reopen and whether or not Zimbabwe is ready for schools to reopen. Let's head over to some of those listeners. Let's hear what they had to say about ukuvulwa kwezikolo namhla.
Sadibonani basakazi labalaleli baka Studio 7 nalombuzo lapho ukuthi kathi manje njengoba abantwana bazabhala imhloliso laba kuthiwa bazabhala imhloliso bazabhala bevela ngapi? Yoba abanye abantwana basemadolobheni abanye basemakhaya kumele babhale besezindaweni lapha kade bebhalise khona bazabhalela bekhona bazahamba ngani? Njengoba kula mabhasi imota akazikho ezokuthi bagade besiya lapho kumele babhalele bekhona, bazahamba ngani labo bantwana? Incwadi zangkhona bazazithatha ngaphi ezokuthi bahambe? Njalo indlela okubuye ngayo masinyane phongukuthiwa hlolisa uzabhalwa ngelanga elinje, kunzima la kubazali ukuthi bazayithatha ngaphi imali yokuthi abantwana labo batravele besiyabhala imihloliso yabo. Okunye kumele sikukhangele ukuthi nani labantu abale corona liya kungakangaka. Yabona laba bantwana lapha basuka khona bazasuka bele corona besiyahlanganela labanye abantwana. Njengabantwana vele siyakwazi abantwana bayadlala, abantwana bayenza loba yini engakhangelelwanga. So uzaba lomemetheko okukhulu. Lamatisha angikhona vele ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo njalo engathestwanga. Sebuye ezohlangana ndawonye siyahlangana labantwana. Shuwa ngabe kuthiwa kumile lokhu. Bamelele ukuthi kufike isikhathi sabo September leso kuchisa basebebhalisa abantwana imhloliso. Mina ukuthi kuthiwa babhala kathesi bengaboni kulinyathelo elihle sibili.
Makadi Muria Studio 7 kwesokomburi koko tsarangu ndini ndinyakudirwa The King andomadidira ndosiita izvo nyakudirwa The King mufu yekutanga. Tinotora danho iroro danho rakatinakei rekuti vana vadzokere kuchikoro zvinokudzwa zvisingaiti. Yekuti dzidzo ndonhaka yeupenyu sekukura kwatakaita tichinziva kuti dzidzo ndonhaka yeupenyu. Zvanga zvakaoma kuti vana vasadzokere kuchikoro nokuti vabereki vakabhadhara mari dzavo vamwe vakanyora vakabhadhara mazi kuti vanyore maexam fee. Education ndiyatiyatakatarisira tese asi nekuda kwechirwere chiriko ichi
tautongokurudzirawo zvakafanira katarisana tichati kwatotopira kana kuti kwatinotarisa chinonzi batsiro kana kuti ziso kana kuti ruoko rwakakura kuhurumende yedu. Kana hurumende yedu ine kee nevana ichiziva kuti vana ndo remangwana, vana ndo vatungamiri vemangwana. Dei zvaikwanisika vatsvaga imwe nzira yekuti vakwanise kusupplya zvikwanisiro zvakaita semasanitizer, magloves, mamask even kuchikoro.
All right, muri kunzwa kavateereri vari kuzvitaurirawo, avalaleli bayazikurumela ngempela umbono wavo phezu kwokuvulwa kwesikolo. Vateereri, aiwa, tinotenda zvikurusa to everybody that sent their voice notes. +12024650318 is the number if you're also looking to contribute. Now, it wouldn't be necessary, we can't have a conversation about umkhuhlane wecoronavirus without bringing in the medical experts themselves, ngoba yibo abazwisisayo ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni, njalo ukuthi can we open schools, yes or no, is Zimbabwe ready, njalo ukuthi what would happen if we do open schools and what to expect now that schools have opened. So let's head over to an interview that I had with Dr. Tinotin Dasimemeza about the opening of schools. He also touches on other questions that we remember earlier on. We asked you all to send us questions and we asked you all to give us your input. So Dr. Smemeza and I were discussing the questions and the input that you all sent us. Saka tinotenda zvikuru sacho, tinokurudzirai kuti muendere mberi muchitumira mibvunzo uyezve maondo enyu pa WhatsApp nepa Facebook. Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's head over to the interview that I had with Dr. Smemeza. Dr. Smemeza, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the show again.
Sure, man. Always a pleasure.
Now, let's run through these questions that the listeners had for you. We're still talking about coronavirus. We're looking at the numbers. The numbers are still increasing by the day in Zimbabwe. We have an additional death now. We're now at 7 and increasing. So I figured let me bring you on, talk a little more about that and have you answer some of the questions that the listeners have for you. The first question that I have for you was written by one of our listeners. He's asking about the issue of masks. They're asking, how important is it to wear a mask? And what is the correct way of wearing it? What is the correct way of wearing a mask?
So, okay, for wearing a mask, ideally what you are aiming to cover is your nasal and your oral airways.
Mm-hmm.
So your mask should be able to cover your nose, the top part of your nose, mm-hmm. and also your nose completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be hanging or should be hanging around. But you should be able to cover your nasal and your oral airways.
Is there any specific reason as to why Vanu should be wearing my mask?
The specific reason is the coronavirus it affects many parts of the body, like the gastric mm-hmm. system, the stomach, the brain, and so forth. But it has been discovered that its main area of where it resides, where it stays, is in the lungs. Mm-hmm. So the closest pathway to the lungs is through the mouth and the nose. So mm-hmm. that's why mask iri kufana kutekwa specifically to cover those areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's move over through to some of the other questions. Another question that someone was asking, RRGT tests and PCR tests. They were asking, saying that when someone tests positive for COVID after taking an RRGT test, they found out that someone then has to take a PCR test as a follow-up. Is that the case? And if so, why?
Yes. I think we tried to discuss it the other time to say, the RRGT test is sort of like, I can say it helps as a screening tool. It's not really specific for corona. It can test other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a positive RRGT, it doesn't mean you have corona. It may also mean that you may have other things like malaria and so forth, because sometimes even the RRGT can also test positive in malaria patients.
Mm-hmm.
So with the PCR and the test, it is really specific to say this is definitely corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see the way PCR is taken, a nasal swab, then we put it in the nose, kwatati kunogara corona, kwainofarira kugara. Or you put it in the mouth, down the throat, then take a sample there.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, the PCR test is then specific to say, no, this is corona or this is not corona. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem we have with RRGT, that sometimes it can give us false positives.
Mm-hmm.
So the RRGT may be positive, but it might not be corona. So that's why we are encouraging PCR tests to be done more than the RRGT test.
Which, when I was looking at the stats, governments seem to be upping more on the PCR than they are on the RRGT. But with that all in mind, what's the point of the RRGT then? Resources RRGT, and then we follow up in the PCR.
No. It helps as a screening tool. So you are trying to screen as to say what are the possible cases that might be active. So the RRGT helps in that regard, to say, okay, if an RRGT is positive, the person is liking, the probability that the person may have corona is high, or the chance that the person might have corona is also high. So let's then do a specific test so as to see if this is corona or not. So RRGT helps in that regard. So it's not a final we can't say it's a final pathway to say this person has corona or not, but we have it helps in terms of screening people.
Mm-hmm. Now the next one is panemwe comment munanga chitara neve treatment ye coronavirus anga chichema kuti let they now be medicine chaneta ne coronavirus e. And is there going to be a treatment for COVID-19 anytime soon?
Okay, I think let me just clarify this. So there's a difference between treatment and cure.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, a cure is to say you have eradicated the disease completely. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be affected by it. And treatment is to help with the symptoms and to improve the symptoms. So what happens with viruses, viruses are difficult to cure, but they can be treated, to say we can help alleviate the symptoms. So if you see the flu always comes back again and again, because it's a virus, it can't be cured, but now the effects of it are now a bit reduced. So what will help us in the long run with the coronavirus is if we can get a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So people get, I know there are people who are anti-vaxxers out there, but vaccines do work. So if people get the vaccine, your immune system is developed such that it can fight against the condition if you by any chance get it later on.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, we need a vaccine as treatment. But research is so some of the research that is coming out is showing that there's a drug called dexamethasone, but this is only being used for people who have extreme lung infection, who can't breathe well, shortness of breath. So they're now using corticosteroids called dexamethasone, which was said had good results in terms of alleviating the extreme symptoms. So we still need to be more patient up until a vaccine is developed and it's tested and seen that it's safe to administer to human beings.
Okay. Now, let's move over to now the rest of the questions that we have that seem to be in relation to something big that is happening in Zimbabwe, Nasi. Schools reopening. People are watching what's happening, especially our neighbors, South Africa. whereby schools opened and immediately a lot of people contracted COVID within schools. Some have even had to re-shut down and so forth. With Zimbabwe reopening schools today, the first question is it safe for Zimbabwe to reopen schools?
All right, I think I'll start with the comment on South Africa. So you see what happened in South Africa. Okay, let me just clarify this. The results that are coming out is because people have been tested, right? Mm-hmm. So when we say that there's an increase in cases, it means that we just have more people that have tested positive. Mm-hmm. But in reality, there might be more people on the ground who are positive but just haven't been tested.
Mm-hmm.
So when they opened schools, they also increased their level of testing.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who might have been positive all along, but now because they've increased their level of testing, the results are now shooting up. It doesn't necessarily mean it's because of the opening of the schools that people contracted, but it just means they became more robust in terms of testing.
Right.
So which will directly result in the number of positive tests increasing.
Right.
So since I've clarified that, we've seen that there are a lot of conditions attached to reopening of schools. And I don't think we are there yet as Zimbabweans. But if you see how South Africa have been doing it, there's a minimum of number of students that have to be in a class, desk separation, sanitizing the areas where the pupils will be, and also strict hand sanitizing and hand washing. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of factors that are being considered to then say we should open up schools. Mm-hmm. The news, also to note again, in the UK, they were saying they were prioritizing children of health workers. Mm-hmm. To say the health workers are mostly are at work and so forth, then they can open up the schools just for the health workers. Mm-hmm. Then the rest can be via Zoom meetings and so forth. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of conditions that we need to meet before we can safely say, hey, let's open up schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be vigilant in that regard, as to say, are the standards that are required of social distancing for particular schools ready for us to do that? And we see we have different schools from different areas and different capacities. So we have to really address a particular school in regards to its structure. As to say, can we then go according to that plan?
Mm-hmm. Now, as you highlighted, when schools in South Africa opened, the case amount increased, obviously, due to more testing. Can we expect the same in Zimbabwe?
Yes, we should expect the same. If we begin to test more, and by testing, I mean PCR, if we start being more rigorous in terms of our testing, we should expect cases to shoot up. And these are cases that are testing positive. So it doesn't necessarily mean there are people who are out there who are positive but just haven't been tested and they have mild symptoms and don't see they haven't realized that they have it. So, mm-hmm. But when you test, you sort of like unmask that hidden figure that mm-hmm. is there. So there will be a rise. Mathematically, there should be a rise.
Mm-hmm. But now, does this not contribute to the community spreading that's already going on that we're trying to curb?
No. If we then identify positive cases, we quickly isolate them, we quickly implement social distancing, we then identify our hotspots. So it will actually, although yes, people will be scared of the rise, but it will help us in terms of managing and preventing the condition on the ground.
So basically, from our conversation here, I've gathered what you're basically saying is people should not fear the increase of cases because that's bound to happen anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Now, another comment, why doesn't Zimbabwe and my church first before opening schools? Is there any validity behind this? Should Zimbabwe explore reopening other social spheres first before opening schools?
There is validity in saying... yes, those circles should be opened, but not to say first.
Okay.
So I think I'm gathering from what that person is suggesting is to say these are sort of like institutions that are necessary for social
life, right?
Your mental health. Okay. Mm-hmm. Churches are. For interaction, mental health, also the same. I think they function in the same sort of capacity as bars as well, to say the social circles and people really enjoy the entertainment and also, so it's more to do with mental health. Mm-hmm. I think there are other ways we can address mental health issues before, opening those institutions.
Right.
And they meet... the required rigorous guidelines that are stated. If you can't meet those guidelines, I don't think it's necessary to open those.
Churches have opened in the country. Announced that, you know, people can now go to church as long as you don't overflow and you don't go over the 50 capacity. I don't know about bars, but...
but that's the thing. The 50 capacity, we have mega churches and bringing 50 people coming to congregate, it doesn't make sense to them. So, mm-hmm. So, like I said, every sort of law or rule that we are applying should also be see what sort of structure is there, so right. That you apply accordingly. Because there are mega churches with 30,000 people, and mm-hmm. if you say 50 come,
that's a small fraction, right? Yeah. But I think another thing that this caller and follower seems to be alluding to is, should we not be exploring the effect of COVID on these spheres that are, I guess, targeted towards more social interaction before we explore opening schools first? At least now, once we've figured out what's going on in the churches and in the bars, and these are the effects of COVID in these areas. At least now it's safe to open schools. What do you think of that?
I think that applies to every aspect in terms of schools, churches, and bars. I think it's the same thing mm-hmm. because these are places where people gather, mm-hmm. and we don't want to risk anyone. Mm-hmm. I think one person for a family can be 30 people, can be 3,000 people per country.
Oh, mm-hmm. You
know what I mean? Like, if one person dies in a family, it can have really adverse effects.
That's right.
It's something that we should risk lives just for the sake of trying to experiment and to see. I think we should be intelligent about it, the way we do it. Such that we protect the masses, but also we protect the families primarily.
All right. Now, my last question, Dr. Simemeza Chichipeta Urukuredu. Some of the callers and our listeners seem to be talking about some of the schools are being used as quarantine facilities. What should happen to these schools that were being used as quarantine facilities before they can now accommodate Vana Vechikoro?
Okay. So ideally, I think we discussed this to say the virus survives on surfaces for a period. It also survives in the human system for a longer period. But when it is outside the host, it survives for about 72 hours at most, depending on the surface that that it's on. So ideally for schools or institutions that were quarantine facilities, we should wait before people start coming in. And we should disinfect the places with the specific detergents that are needed. And then after everything has been done according to book, we then allow those places to open.
And how is there a specific period before between the spraying of detergents and all that and opening the schools? How long do people have to wait between those periods?
So I haven't really. I don't want to lie to say I've really studied about it and seen how it works. But ideally, they say on surface, without doing anything, the virus just naturally dies on a surface in 72 hours.
Okay.
But the thing to do with times and when, it's just to make sure
that
there's no longer anything. So I don't know the specific times, but we should aim to study areas, the other places that have been doing the same thing. So we should also look how they've been doing it and then incorporate it according to our situation. But I don't know the specific times, but just to delay it so that we make sure that there's no active virus still lying around the institution.
Dr. Chinotenda Simemeza, sithandukubonga uDokotela Chinotenda Simemeza, that was our medical expert. Ethinta phela udaba lokuvulwa kwesikolo abangachithawula oka maundu abo senyanji ino nyatsunzisa nyaedze utano maundu abo Zimbabwe, should they have open schools, yay or nay? Let's head over to another set of callers. Since we would see bonabangu bonanjani loko wenzakalayo elizweni, then we'll wrap up our conversation by reading the Facebook comments that I asked you all to put. Let's head over to the callers first. Chirongwa, the connection amoyini ni Mike Hove muri Zimbabwe sesiyafika phela emasiphetselweni ohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Nasi Chirongwa thandathi chibathanya ezwe chirwere che coronavirus. Let's head over to the Facebook comments. Singakagqibi ingxoxo yethu, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Now, ku page redu le VOA shona aiwa vanhu vakanyora maondo avo zvikurusa, tinotenda zvikurusa. Siyalukhuthaza ngempela zulukanti vaqhubekani lisibhalela phela imibono yenu, qhubekelani phambili lisithumezela ama voice notes that we're going to be using lapha uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. It brings that interaction that I missed ngempela zulukanti, but thank you so much to everybody that wrote their comments and thank you so much to everybody that sent their voice notes. Now let's head over to the comments themselves. Tikona apa page redu revoa shona, hanzi na Shame Chogara, iniwo maondo angu ndeyekuti zvikoro zvingavhurwe asi pachiitwa mashifts kuti grade 1, 3, 5 in a certain time to a certain time, then 2, 4, 6 and 7 also another time, and allow my hot seating as they give more chance to social distancing. So as secondary schools, because we have a lot of people who are affected before, like pupils who were in school in 2008 up to 2015, they couldn't receive enough education. Most of them were dropouts. So we have people who have nothing at all in such a generation. So if schools remain unopened, then as a country, we might
lose a lot of skills. I watch no tenda vatogara anzina Brian zvikoro imbomira ikuvhura chirwere chikatekeshera nenyika. It will come another wave tikatotadza kuikontrola anzi ndapedza nemi sengiqetile ngempela. Siyabona ngempela kulabanye ababhalileyo anzina look, people's lives matter the most. Education can always wait. Worst, what's the rush when there are no jobs in Zimbabwe? Kumanya kuvhura zvikoro kunge vana kugrida vane mabasa avakamirira. So you know umbono galuk rangwani uyabhala ngempela ukuthi impilo umphefumulo is more important than isikolo. Angazi ukuthi liyavumela na lo look na nxa livuma ngicela liphela libhale phela umbo wenoni kukhasilethu elevoa ndebele bhalani ku-comment section ukuze sibone phela imibono yenu. Laureate Dliwayo uthi corona yakuita semunhu sure cause zvamwari hazvidai hanzi wakauraya zvirwere zvakawanda zvichienderana nekuwanira mushonga like Ebola nguva duku yanga yapera AIDS chaiyo yakawanirwa mushonga macycle chaiwo anoenda asi corona gore negore now I think hashtag yavadai yakwana hanzi se nyika dzose dzaakuvhura zvikoro. Yeah, ilolo umbono ka Laureate Dliwayo. Let's read the last question. Bese sigqiba phela ingxoxo yethu, bese sigqiba uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Stuart Maveneke uthi corona chirwere chitapuriranwa like flu. So zvikoro ndazvimbomirwa kuvhura kusvika pawanikwa nzira iri nani isingaisi vana panjodzi. That's umbono ka Stuart Maveneke. But there's also abanye abantu ngempela that sent us ama comments abo ku WhatsApp asithanda ukulibonga ngempela. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yethu lingakhohlisi lokandaba lakho ukusithumezela imibono yenu ku WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Now another comment, umuntu lo akasaqambanga phela ibizo lakhe, hanzi school opening under the circumstances are a serious health risk to our kids. The country is not prepared. No testing is done, and there are no proper preventative measures in schools. Hilo lu, so ndio maundro arugupi wanevanu, asi imu sakangano, hurumende iyo pache jawawati, aiwa, our schools are ready. We saw earlier on a clip that we showed where abantu ngempela were being tested, nalo mpopo loya, which is checking temperature ya abantu wana, ukubono uzi, those with high temperatures, maybe baza bachelu uzi, imangane, come back another day, maybe when your temperatures are low, and jalo abanye ngempela, if your temperature is too high, bala kuka. Kangela ukuthi ngono sokuhlola sibona ukuthi ulawo yini umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Siphinde sabona njalo ivideo abantwana besikolo bengakangeni phela ema classrooms lapha where they were going to write ama examinations abo begeza izandla with sanitizers. Njalo bengakangeni ngempela begqoka lokho yangama socks ukuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane. So those are some of the stances, the things that our government has set up to ensure ukuthi umkhuhlane lo where coronavirus doesn't spread in Zimbabwean schools. But now, is that enough? Asazi, we had an interview with Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu earlier on, whereby yena, he was saying, ukuthi yena njengombalisi, he himself as an educator and as a member of ZIMTA, a lot of teachers don't feel as though government has done everything and taken every precaution to ensure that, coronavirus doesn't spread in schools. They feel as though government rushed to open schools. We even heard Dr. Ndlovu saying, why couldn't government just wait another week or two to ensure that, A, more teachers are trained how to use these machines, gun machine that is used to check temperature, to ensure more teachers are well-equipped to combat certain circumstances. So those are the discussions that we had. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo zulukandaba sesifikile phela emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. As we speak, 574 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 7 dead and 152 have recovered. So those are the stats in the country. Lingakhohlwa phela zulukandaba ukuthi uhlelo lolu is pre-recorded. Tina urongo mure Zimbabwe. You're not able to join this conversation as per usual. Zvisinei mure Zimbabwe munokwanisa kutinyorera pa WhatsApp.
number 02-465-0318. Let us meet same time, same place. Pano Panepenure Studio 7. Bye-bye.